Du musst dich jetzt nicht drehen, Karl!
Ah, dads. Being a dad, there's not a feeling like it, is there? Well, maybe being a mum, just not having tackle. Maybe that's a bit like it, but probably not. That's not what we're about here. We're about dads, the uniqueness of dadness. And celebrating that concept with me is the Pants Panel, as always. Hello, fellas.
Hello. G'day.
Good evening. Hello, hello.
How are we feeling?
I'm pretty good.
There's a real spectrum to work with there, all right? Firstly, why are you feeling so good, Wigan?
Look, I found a new beer today I've been hoping to try, and I'm trying one right now, and I'm really pleased with it, and it's taken the edge off how poorly my lawn's doing. So,
all right.
Yeah.
This Thumbs is a real beer. Segment. There's a real segment we've got going here again. What's Wigo drinking this week?
What's Wigo drinking this week?
So, are you gonna put a name on that? What beer is that?
It's a Black Hops Brewery Super Hornet, which is a double IPA, and it's delicious. So well done, Black Hops.
Give us that again.
It was a lot to take in, wasn't it?
So it's called the Super Hornet. That's the name of the beer. And it's a double IPA.
Right.
And it's from the Black Hops Brewery in Brisbane, I believe they are from.
And Black Hops or Black Hops? Hops.
Black Hops.
Oh, it's a
clever play. It's a dad joke, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. Pun, beer pun.
Beer pun.
All right.
It's delicious.
Matt and Rich, your responses weren't particularly up that positive end of the scale. What's happening down your end?
Assuming possible same reasons, back at school?
Yeah, back at school. Yeah. It's the usual. Yeah. You're just like, well, okay. It's always bracing.
Yeah. We just don't get enough holidays as teachers.
No, I mean, we had like 2 weeks off and...
Well, just before I get into some other stuff here, fellas, I had a bit of a disturbing comment from my son this morning when he got up.
Mm.
He just came in the room and said, "Dad, you know those itches that are inside you? I hate those."
Ooh.
I didn't like that at all. It gave me kind of tingles. Well, what do you mean? He said, "You know, those itches that are inside you." And I said, "Yeah, well, you just said exactly the same thing again. It didn't help explain it any better."
Yeah.
What do you mean? And he said, "You know those itches, but they're kind of inside." And then he just, it looked like he was going to point to a part of his body, and then he just kind of waved generally all over his body. So.
Right, okay.
I'm none the wiser, but I don't like the idea of it at all.
Interior phantom limb itch. Has he had any major organs removed recently? No splenectomies or anything like that? Appendectomies?
Not major.
Scratching at a spleen that's been removed. Yeah. It's very common.
My spleen is so itchy.
He had 5 teeth ripped out of his head yesterday. Ooh. But
shit. Wow. Yeah.
Is he on heavy medication?
not enough.
Jeez, yeah, right.
Yes.
I had a proud dad moment this evening. My kids were in the shower playing hide and seek with each other in the shower.
In the shower, okay.
in the shower recess. Like, not in the bathroom, in the actual shower.
Okay.
They're not kids that like setting themselves big challenges, aren't they?
So big challenges, yep. And I thought this is a great little moment. You know, they're playing hide and seek. This is pretty funny. They're playing hide and seek. Yep. And then they said, "Oh, you found me. How did you find me?" And he went, and my son said to my daughter, "Oh, it's because you farted. That's how I knew where you were."
I don't understand.
Is it Marco Polo situation?
Yeah, they're closing their eyes.
Not even.
Oh, okay.
It's a two-sided Rubik's Cube situation.
The only way this works is if it's the heat's up so high that that they can't see steam, can't see across the shower.
But how
and
did
the fart
you
find and fart was you like fart Predator. The fart, it's like Predator, well, no. And you can just see the the change.
It just parted the steam for long enough.
Yeah. The Billy Connolly purple farts.
Parting the steam.
They thought it was hilarious. Like they were quite aware of the ridiculousness of the situation.
Yeah, so
it was very very Python-esque. I was quite chuffed.
Oh, excellent!
I've got a dadicdote, shall we say, just which aligns with our dad
commandments.
Commandments of valuing funniness. My daughter told me today that she finally got her period. She had a period for a couple of months, which is normal in the first year, apparently. So she got a period, and then later in the day, she came in and she was like, "Oh, I said, what's wrong?" She said, "I've got a nosebleed." And I was like, "Oh, that's no good." And she was like, "God, she's bleeding from both ends." Right? And I know. And I just laughed. And she went, "What?" Okay, that was really funny.
You don't love me at all.
She had no idea that was funny, and I was like, that was really funny.
I thought you meant she was going to apply the same solution to the top end as well.
No. So at first she was like, oh, like thought I was making fun of her, but then I had to say to her, no, that was actually funny, and she was like, oh, okay. And then like 2 minutes later she came back, and she'd sent a photo of her her with bleeding nose to her friend that said, bleeding from both ends.
Oh, right, okay. You were just the test group.
Yeah, it's a proud dad moment.
Did
she
get the same response?
Yeah,
pretty much.
Cool.
Yep.
Gentlemen, I've got a quick dadicdote. So this afternoon...
Suite related?
It's actually main bathroom related.
Oh, good.
Here we go.
Such a range to the stories.
Moving up.
We had an issue with the newest toilet, it seemed that someone had been number twos and hadn't flushed, and then a second child had been number twos on top of those number twos.
Nesting.
Nesting situation.
And had clogged the toilet.
Yeah, Jenga.
Now, this caused me some grief in the fact that I don't have a poo stick in the toilet at the moment, or usually ever, really. Like, it's not something I've had to use before.
At the moment.
I'm assuming it's a pool cue that you're talking about here. Getting the poo stick out.
Now, I needed to find something, and I needed to find something fast. So... As we do as dads, I was thinking of all the things in the house that were long and skinny that I could push down the toilet and try and dislodge whatever it was.
Yeah.
Because at this time there was just toilet paper over the top, so I didn't really know what was going on. So
you're glad you bought a dozen baguettes.
Yeah.
What's the first thing you thought of? Your eldest son? He's quite tall.
Yes.
And thin.
Correct. But sadly, with the new toilet, he wouldn't have fit all the way down into the bottom of the bowl. So. I wasn't going to go out to the shed and get my golf clubs because, God forbid, you stick your golf clubs down the toilet. So I went to the weapons box.
Sorry?
Yep.
Sorry.
I'll explain a little bit more about the weapons box later, maybe in a later episode. But
The weapons box, because I don't know if this says something about me.
Yep.
But... the first thing I thought of is like maybe a little box that your wife and you have under your bed.
Oh, Buckland. The first thing I thought was some kind of gladiator Thunderdome style box of warrior weapons that they...
Okay, which do you think's more likely?
I thought it was a Dexter style scenario, like you've just got your kill kit somewhere up there.
Maybe I've said too much.
All right, so don't tell us and we'll work out where we go from there.
All right, so I was able to find... having removed... Yep.
So there are our three options. Let's hear what you found and see where they fit in those three options of killing... Anyway, carry on.
So I opened up the weapons box and was able to find a sword and... was able to then utilize toys. That sword to dislodge the doubled up feces that had blocked our toilet.
Right. With a sword, just hacking away.
Well, it was a long, slim sword, so I was able to give it a bit of a stab, bit of a root around, and was then able to flush the toilet correctly, and we're now back at optimised functionality. So,
okay.
And where's the sword?
Yeah.
Great question. I had to retire it.
Oh, right.
Oh, so is the weapons, is that toy weapons, I'm guessing?
Correct. We have all of the toy weapons are found in the box. So all of the Nerf weapons, all of the swords.
The Nerf plunger wasn't in there.
No, the Nerf plunger had, been stuck to someone's head at some stage, and the stick had broken. So that was my
Okay. A couple of quick questions here. This is a brand spanking new toilet. It can't even deal with a double dump.
Well, look, after
shouldn't it be futuristic? Shouldn't it be kind of modern?
Shouldn't that have been in your qualifications of design? I just want something that will handle a double dump.
I didn't
design
the toilet, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe there needs to be some sort of laser cutting system at the bottom
of the toilet.
So
it.
When you... That's right.
Uh-huh.
Yep. So,
like a garbage disposal.
Yeah, like you do a shit and
like
bang.
A Thermomix for feces.
Thermomix it.
Wow. Thermomix.
Yep.
For your turds. All right.
Turdomix.
The Turdomix, there we go.
The other question was, like, when you said you didn't have a poo stick in there, do you mean a toilet brush, or do you actually usually have just a stick?
No. Look at that. Well, so because of the new bathroom, we'd bought new toilet brush, new bin for, sitting next to the toilet for, all the things that you need to chuck in the bin.
Second dump in case
correct.
It's too...
Correct. But you don't want to use a brand new toilet brush. Like if we're 18 months down the track and, I probably may have gone... straight in with the toilet brush, but then there's a lot to deal with after that if there's an enormous turd at the bottom of the toilet that's then you've then thrust your toilet brush directly into.
That's right. It's like the good silverware. It never gets used. It's just there to be kind of ornamental value.
That's right. Yeah, you could use it if you wanted to, but in most cases you choose not to.
Reminds me of that scene in Extras when Stephen Merchant attacks his block toilet with a whisk and a plastic bag. And it's like, oh, dude, a whisk. All the items you're going to use.
Break it up a bit. You just said a pre-thermomix. That was the problem.
That's right. So there you go.
All right. So were stern words had with children, or are you just, that's my kids. They don't flush.
No, look, we had a discussion around, yes, it's your responsibility as the first pooer to flush, but if by some chance you don't flush, if you're the second, if you're the second shooter, then you really probably need to pre-flush before you go.
The second shooter's got to clear the basket.
Second shooter shouldn't be expecting anything in the barrel, though.
No, I agree with that 100%, but there does need to be, as we found out, the toilet doesn't necessarily respond well to a double dump. So we do need to be aware.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be writing a letter to the toilet manufacturer because the bottom of the toilet just really isn't big enough to
So
to
it's
really
a,
be working at optimum.
So it is a design thing.
I believe so, yes.
This toilet isn't big enough for the both of us.
You can really underline this lesson to your kids and say, well, look, you need to flush and to teach your lesson, you've lost a sword out of it.
That's right. They were all very disappointed because I took the sword into the lounge room pre-poke and went, see this sword?
Yeah.
I'm getting rid of it.
Excellent.
And they were all very disappointed.
That's good dad work.
But, they understood. in the end. After, you know, after the full story was exposed, then they fully understood that the sword had to go.
Fair enough. Well, that does actually lead me on to something I wanted to move on to next. But you know what? It's not next on my run sheet, so I'm not moving it.
Oh.
I'm going to jam something else in between and then make all the transitions clunky because that's my go. What I want to know next, Wigo, is can we have a lawn update? We've been thinking about your lawn a fair bit.
Yep, thoughts and prayers.
Yeah, I think I might need to post the picture you sent through of the lawn, just so people get an idea of what's happening on your in your front lawn there. So,
you post a trigger warning before you post it as well.
I will, yes. So, how's it going this week? Is there improvement?
No, there is not. There has been.
It's hard to hear.
It's hard to say, but you know, the first point of, you know, improvement is realizing that you've got a problem and being able to admit that there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, but we're past that. You did admit it. Now we want results.
Well, I understand that. So I will be having a day off in a couple of days, so there will be the capacity to be able to get out to the lawn and maybe give it a quick once over, give it a bit of a spray. The constant rain hasn't helped, but you know, what are you going to do? There's no excuses from my end.
Now it looked to me, and you'll be able to confirm this, like you had a bit of a swale going.
Oh, huge swale. And now I've got, because we had a skip bin on there, we had like the truck that had to remove the skip has put huge divots in my swale.
I'm in the same boat. I want to know, is it just a matter of rolling it out? Can we get Papa B, Papa Barry onto some suggestions for smoothing out the track marks on the lawn? Because I've got a couple.
Right. Well, I will take that. My for those of you who don't know this, my father mowed lawns for many a year, so I will pass that on to Poppy and see what he comes back with.
Just a heavy roller. I don't know.
How to get rid of the track marks?
Oh yeah. Do I have to go and hire a roller?
Should I just send him a message and say, "Hey, Dad, how do I get rid of track marks?"
Leave it at that.
Just leave it at that. What's the best way to cover them up?
Yeah, that's right.
Long sleeve
between
shirt.
The toes is probably what I've always done.
Eyeball's always good.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
I might stop that right there if that's all right with everybody. Okay, well, look, we want progress, so give us some better news for next week, if that's all right.
Can do.
Go back to the Dad Commandments, if I can just touch on them again. Did anyone have any kind of further thoughts or any external comments on the Dad Commandments at all?
Okay, the one that my Uncle Max messaged me about, thank you, Uncle Max.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think he listens, but he saw a post and clicked on it with the Dad Commandments. So, you know, we got somewhere. But I said, well, what's the Dad Commandment? He said, I can't believe one of the first ones wasn't thou shalt leave a party when the kids are having the most fun.
Oh, okay. So is that a coincidence thing or is that a deliberate thing?
No, I think it's always a coincidence. The kids if you go to a party or a family gathering, it depends on the situation, but... I have a memory of it as a kid too, is that it takes a while for all the kids to warm up with each other. They're standoffish. It's very quiet. Yeah. And then they finally, you know, get into playing with everyone and involving each other. And then by the time it gets around the time to leave, they're manic and crazy and running and screaming and all that stuff. And then that's the parents' job to say, all right, it's time to go, kids. And that's usually peak fun.
Right. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm sure there's something that can be done there. I mean, fuck them, right?
Look, I agree, and I think that that also comes about at bedtime as well. So I think it could probably be, you know, like there's always that constant battle in my house that Dad is always picks the wrong time to tell the kids to go to bed, even though it's the same bloody time every night. But they're always amidst some sort of tomfoolery that is just can't be stopped. Well, why, you know, why at 1 minute to eight every night are you telling me to go to bed when this is, you know, this is peak fun time? And, you know, so maybe that's part of it as well.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I find myself trying to speed up time in a way
so that
they do hit that like peak earlier.
Right.
You know, I'll be the one trying to get dinner happening at, you know, 6:15 rather than 7:15.
I'm the same.
You know, and my excuse these days is because, you know, working from home and so on, I'll just say, look, I've got work to finish. I just want to cook this dinner so I can get back to my work. So I'm doing it now just so I don't get interrupted later while I'm trying to work.
Mm.
There you are. And then that's okay because I know it has a psychological effect of you on you that you've had your dinner. So the next thing after dinner is winding down for bed.
Yeah.
I know that you're thinking that. I'm thinking that too.
They get pretty smart.
That's how it sounds in my head.
Too early. They get too smart too early and they just run interference. Both my girls are in this weird stage and neither of them, I've said, please just, can you just explain it to me? But I suspect it's just they don't want to go to bed. Of arguing who's going to have like the first shower. And I'm always, and I don't understand. They don't want to have the first shower. Which then they complain when the other one uses the hot water.
Yeah.
I don't understand. I'm like, having a shower is nice. It's a nice time of the evening. Why? Mm. Like, what's the resistance? And they can't give me an answer, but I suspect it's...
But is it a shower or just first shower?
No, first shower. They're not opposed to having a shower. They just don't want to have a first one.
Yeah, because, you know, you can't take your time because you've got to save hot water for the next one.
Yeah.
So there is pressure on you to get in and out, whereas the second
shower... No, that's too sensible.
Shower.
I don't even think it's that. I think they're just like, no.
All right.
Or, like, 4 months ago, someone... strangely enough said, no, I don't want to have the first shower, and now it's just the other one was like,
oh, it's in there.
I don't want to have the, if they don't want to have the first shower, maybe they know something about the first shower, so I won't have the first shower. I don't know. They cannot or will not explain why that's such an issue. It drives me crazy. That's what turns me into pure dad, is just like,
someone have a fucking shower.
Yeah, that's right. Just get in the shower. I don't understand.
Yeah, illogical decisions. Yeah.
I was thinking about going to bed, though. Mm. You know, it's the, go to bed. It's wonderful. It's like I'd kill to go to bed right now.
That's right. I can't go to bed.
Yeah.
And it's pissing me off that you won't go to bed.
That's
because
it.
I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Bed is a weird thing. For a kid as well, like both my girls are starting to get it, but they're not quite. Especially when they're sick, they still resist having a well-needed nap in the afternoon. They still resist it, like, oh no, I don't want to have a nap. I'm like, you're not a baby.
But is that
I'm not making you have a nap?
Yeah,
you're not well. It's actually good for you, and you'll feel better. I don't know.
I reckon that because my kids are the same. The resist a afternoon nap like the Dickens,
even if they're
sick. So
we know,
I like that
Charles Dickens
couldn't stand the Dickens and tomfoolery in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah,
well, I'm still trying to get over thither and thain from the other episode.
Me too.
Anyway, but I reckon it's because I think they think that if they have an afternoon nap, then that's regression of some kind, and that we're going to start treating them like little bubbers again.
I think they need to get to the teenage lifestyle of just sleeping all the time, or, you know, needing a nap in the afternoon because you're hungover before you get back into it. There must be a time where that goes away, where they're like, I just want to sleep all the time. Can I just go to bed? But I don't know when that is.
Yes. Oh, well. Two little comments I had here. Vanessa was wanting to, in the Dad Commandments, just to see if we could formalize something around the exact number of dads needed around a barbecue to assess the doneness of a sausage.
Oh.
So, yeah, that's something we might have to think about. We might have to do a bit of scientific testing, really, just to get the optimum number of dads because...
I mean, it has to be more than two, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It has to have something to do with the size of the barbecue as well, because if you're at, say, some type of sporting event, like a local sporting event, mm-hmm. and there's a man that's, you know, and I don't know, there might be a man that's running three barbecues at the same time, you know, multi-level barbecues, like, multiple keyboards.
you know, there's barbecues that are like double barbecues.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
You're going to need, obviously, more dads around that barbecue
right.
than what you would on a, you know, on a twin burner.
Right. Now,
in a backyard.
Just an addendum to the sporting cooking of barbecues and many barbecues. I believe there's a side law or a sub law which states that for every three men working a barbecue of, you know, at least three hot plates, there has to be a 10-year-old kid working on one of the burners as well.
All right.
Okay. Correct. And do you or do you not want to be the dad that ends up doing the onions?
Oh, wow.
Or do you give that to the 10-year-old?
You can't give that to the 10-year-old because...
Too important?
An onion... But no, too tricky. Important.
No, because he'll give you raw. He'll give you raw onion.
But an onion can go from kind of basically raw to burnt as fuck in a second.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to put that on a kid.
It's all about temperature control with your onion. And there's nothing worse than at the Bunnings barbecue or whatever. Someone's just done the dodgy and slapped a bit of barbecue sauce on top of the uncooked onions.
Yeah.
Make it look a bit kind of caramelized, but realistically.
There's a Bunnings barbecue episode, surely, of how to negotiate it. And
if we could, you know, get a bit of money out of them, we might be able to do like a 10-part series where we go around to different Bunnings and assess the sausage action.
Well, the thing is, they get volunteer groups, so maybe we could do sort of a metadata analysis and tell them which people not to bring back. They're wasting your time.
That's right. We can get some people blacklisted. That's where I was going as well.
So we're pro Lions Club, but we're definitely
anti-Rotary. Anti-Rotary.
We are on this podcast anti-Probus.
Don't even start me on those Probus pricks. Jesus Christ.
All right, so yes, long story short, we need to do a bit of testing about the optimum number of dads.
Yep.
You need enough for healthy debate, but you also don't want dad overkill.
No.
And then the other comment I had was from Dr. Norman Trousers of the Carson Mirth podcast. Mm-hmm. He came at one with from the kids' perspective, which... you know, might have to be a different list of commandments altogether. But he said, "Thou shalt let me shit in peace." Mm. So I think maybe that's on us to reword that in a way that means that something around the value of our toilet time. So that, you know, that's some work for us guys just around. I think that's a concept that needs to be in the commandments, you know, the sanctity of... Yes.
But is it
the toilet time?
Does it actually exist? Is this? I'm just considering it. I think it's a very noble concept.
100%.
It's not really about us.
I think that almost guaranteed. Any time I sit down outside of my usually allotted time, which is kind of immediately before shower in the morning, like that's pretty much my only given time.
Do you clock in and out?
Pretty much,
toilet?
Yeah. I've got a Bundy clock sitting next to me.
Yeah.
Yabba dabba doo.
Sorry, what was the name of the clock?
It's a Bundy clock.
The Bundy clock.
Bundy clock.
That's what it's called.
You got a Bundy on.
I like learning things. Thank you.
It's what you punch your card into.
Yeah, I never knew that's what it was called. That's fantastic.
It'll be the time that George goes and finds the acrylic paints and decides to smear them all over somewhere. And it's like, what are you going to do? So maybe this is the child commandments anytime dad dares take a shit outside of allotted Bundy time.
Yeah.
You will get up to mischief.
That's right. I'll pick up a sharpened knife.
That's exactly right. There'll be some incident almost guaranteed.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. See, and that's the thing. You can claim the sacred nature of the toilet, but that's not really about dads.
It would not
that's
be respected. About kids.
Yeah. It would not, not be obeyed. Just from Ellis's reenactment of him screaming, maybe a commandment could be the more, you know, along the lines of the more angry the dad is, the closer your teeth are together while you're screaming. Because that was very realistic, and I know exactly. The angrier you get, the more you're
trying to keep it down. Yeah. Trying to keep it calm.
That's also hard to distinguish between an angry dad and a dad just not having a lot of luck with his toilet time.
That's true.
It just sounds like he's maybe.
But maybe I dare say that
it's a bit of a punish in there.
There's a correlation between the two. Angry dads and those who aren't having their toilet time venerated. Maybe that's what we need to say. A sacred toilet time is a happy dad.
Yeah.
Maybe that's the commandment.
No, that's the commandment. Can I just... we strangely enough, talked about toilets a lot. I just wanted to... another dadicdote of my daughter the other day saying, when do you usually go to the toilet? I said, sometimes I go at school. Like when I first get to school, I might need to do a poo when I get to school. And she was like, oh, that's good. Now, I don't have to walk into your bathroom and feel like I'm going to vomit. I was like,
oh, that's nice.
Jesus. Well, no, that's not very nice. And she said, no, it's a compliment.
Yeah, I think it's a compliment that I don't need to vomit.
I think there's
something to say for the dads will always do the stinkiest shit in the house. Like this.
Yes.
There's something about walking in on a dad shit. You just go, oh God.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yeah. Okay. Look, I would say, I'm. Look, my shit stinks.
I reckon I'm second.
But I reckon I'm second.
Oh, wow.
Definitely.
Yeah. Oh no, I reckon I'm first easily.
Nah.
Okay.
Going away.
Our time here together in this episode is pretty much up, and I haven't even got to the main topic. So I think that's a real theme we've got going here, but that's okay. Look, just because we haven't got to the main topic doesn't mean that we haven't got through some really useful stuff here, fellas.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say thank you to you.
Yeah. Can before we... I know you're ready to wind up, but just a thought. We need a collective noun for a group of dads.
Oh, I like it.
Oh.
So let's think about that for future.
Okay.
All right. Did you end up coming up with a pun for like a wine-based front rower pun, which is what you flagged at the end of last episode?
I certainly did not.
Okay.
I thought about it. I did think about it for a good 45 seconds. Much as what happened at the end of the last episode.
Yeah, I was going to say, you gave Wigo a bake for thinking about it for 3 seconds, so...
Yeah. No.
All right, well, thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening again. We hope you're enjoying our silliness. If so... tell a friend or tell people via an Apple review. That helps us or helps people go, oh, that's a nice show. That's probably a good show. Alternatively, if you run a business out there, I'm sure Jeff Bezos listens, but if you run a business out there and would like to sponsor us, give us a go. We're value for money, I'm sure. You know, we'll do it for contra if you happen to run a small brewery of some kind, of course. Wiggins is an influencer. I'm not sure if any of you know that. That's probably a path that hasn't been taken enough. A dadfluencer. There must be something in that.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner. so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.